In this particular podcast, we are going to look at the poem called The Sun, which was written by Benjamin Zephaniah. Before completing your revision worksheet, have another close read through the poem in your Poetry Speaks textbook. The first heading is subject matter. The poem, entitled The Sun, is about a tabloid newspaper that was a popular daily newspaper in Britain for several decades. The poem satirises or ridicules the newspaper that publishes typically racist, celebrity, scandal and sleaze stories for its readers. The next heading is theme. The poem presents, through the voice of an anonymous reader of The Sun, the racist and bigoted attitudes of readers of The Sun newspaper. Zephaniah claims that the paper is responsible for cultivating, sustaining and reinforcing such attitudes through its style of journalism and reportage on issues of interest to the newspaper. Racism, intolerance, stereotyping, scapegoating are all reflected in the content in the articles printed by the newspaper. In this way, Zephaniah argues that a nation has been blinded by the sun, which has impacted hugely on people's attitudes towards these issues. The speaker admits that he is told what to believe, so he does not need to look, because it is easy in the sun. This is where the poet is identifying the newspaper as the root of the problem. It is the newspaper that tells its readers what to think, what to believe, and they, misleadingly, trust it without question. Zephaniah believes that, ultimately, tabloids such as The Sun are responsible for the misinformed and stereotyped attitudes of its readers. The next heading is quote 3. There are so many striking and memorable phrases and images in this poem. Look over the poem once again and carefully select 3 which you find interesting or memorable or effective in the poem. When you write each quote into your revision worksheet, include a brief explanation on why you chose it. The next heading is imagery. The imagery in the poem emphasises how misinformed the speaker has been about various aspects of society, race, politics and culture. Images of knits, crooks, jungle bunnies, foreign bombs and skeletons, of women cooking and black people robbing, create a sense of the impenetrable wall of ignorance within the speaker that demeans people of a particular race, gender, nationality, and career. For example, jungle bunnies play tom-toms. Women should cook. I am not too keen on foreign ones. I love page 3 and other bits. The image at the end of the poem highlights Zephaniah's key point that this reader has been blinded by the sun. He is blind to his own bigotry, blind to his own sexism, blind to his own racism, and ultimately blind to the truth. And what is possibly the starkest image of all is that the speaker says he is just like the many millions of other people in Britain who buy it and share the same views. The next heading is language. The language in the poem is colloquial. We hear the speaker, who relies on his news from The Sun, share opinions that reveal his biased and racist attitudes. He is racist, black people rob, sexist, women should cook, and misled, every poet is a crook. He has taken these attitudes at face value, directly from papers such as The Sun, and doesn't question them. He has indeed been blinded and unable to see behind the shocking and negative stereotypes which become his firmly held view of British society. The next heading is form. The poem is composed of 8 stanzas, which vary from 4 lines to 5 lines in length. There are no clear run-on lines. Each line is literally a separate brief statement in itself. This technique may be used to suggest how simplistic the views of the speaker are. Nothing he says is explained or reasoned in any way. He just makes an outrageous statement and then moves on to the next one. Similarly, each stanza stands alone and ends with a full stop. This could suggest how pigeonholed the speaker's views are. He is not prepared to consider for a moment that he may be mistaken in his views. The form could also suggest how such attitudes are deeply embedded into sections of British society and could be very difficult to change. The next heading is sound. The poet uses regular rhyming patterns in the poem. In each stanza, the final line ends with the words, the sun. In several stanzas, the first 3 lines rhyme. We can see this, for example, in stanza 2, where great, imitate, and the state rhyme. A similar pattern occurs in stanzas 3, 6, and 7. There are also numerous examples of alliteration. Blacks are bad. The left is loony. Believe Britain, love lies. It emphasises how casually the speaker can express his views and how comfortable he is in sharing such racist and bigoted attitudes. The next heading is tone and mood. The tone in much of the poem is satiric and ironic. Zephaniah uses an ironic tone to effectively condemn the practices of tabloid newspapers, particularly The Sun. The poem opens with a hard-hitting statement by The Sun reader. I believe the blacks are bad. This attitude comes from a reader who later tells us, don't give me truth, just give me gossip, and who is blinded by the sun. It is clear from early in the poem that the poet has no respect whatsoever for the speaker's opinion, even though the whole poem is constructed around his opinion. The mood could be one of anger. It can be heard and even disturbing to read some of the statements by the speaker. For example, black people rob, women should cook, are very offensive if not outrageously stereotyped. You can read more about Zephaniah's use of irony in the Zoom In quick reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook and learn more about the mood of the poem in the Techniques revision card. The final heading is personal response. How did you feel after you read this poem? What impression of the poet did you get from the poem? Is it a very different impression to what you got of the speaker in the poem? Do you agree with the key ideas in the poem? Do you think the ideas are even more relevant to our society today, where many people source their news on social media? If you could meet Zephaniah and tell him about your reaction to this poem, what might you say to him?